This is George Flores, and you're listening to People with a Purpose here on the Home of the Good Guys, WMCA 970. And some of you might have the opportunity of hearing this on the Pod Plus site on our WMCA.com website. But wherever you're listening and however you're listening, thank you for joining us as we interview people who are making a significant difference here in the greater New York City area, indeed and in the world, for the Lord. And today again, no exception, by phone, happy to talk with Jeremy Del Rio, Esquire. Yes, he's an attorney, and he is also a man of God, and he's been working specifically with youth for quite some time with a ministry called Generation XL and Youth Specialties. Jeremy, thanks for joining us by way of phone this morning.
Thank you so much for having me, George. It's great to be with you.
Good brother. I've had the opportunity of hearing you speak a couple of times, and your passion for the things of God and for reaching this current generation is, wow, it's a wonderful thing to see, your zeal and your concern and your good ideas. And because of that, good listener, we here at WMCA have invited Jeremy Del Rio to be our special guest and keynote speaker at our upcoming Youth Leaders Barbecue for youth leaders and youth pastors, youth workers here in the greater New York City area. It's a free barbecue taking place this coming Thursday, and we'll tell you more about how you can attend. Come on out, have some sabroso barbecue food, and hear music from Anthony Evans, but especially hear from the man we're talking to right now, Jeremy Del Rio. Jeremy, good brother. You're an attorney, but here you are doing youth work. What did you have, a crisis not knowing what to do? What's with that?
Actually, George, I went to law school as preparation for ministry. I've been involved in ministry my entire life because of the call of God that was on our family, led by my parents. I've been active throughout New York City and the greater New York area since the age of 8. And I just felt, when I was done with college, that there was another dimension of training and equipping that God had for me. Because of my interest in community development and social justice and public policy, et cetera. And so I decided to pursue a law degree, and I practiced for a couple of years as tent making to support the ministry efforts that I've been involved with. But after 9/11, I really felt impressed that God had said it was time to leave the practice of law to uphold and advocate his cause on a full-time basis. And so that's what I've been doing for the last 5 years.
Wow. Let justice roll down, as it says in the book of Amos.
Amen.
Wow. Oh, you know what? Hold on a second. As long as it's not my family. And we'll get to this call a little bit later on. You know what, Jeremy? I'm happy that you could join us for this coming Thursday. I wonder what you're going to be sharing. I mean, there's going to be a lot of youth pastors and youth leaders joining us. And I don't know, you know, do you have it in your heart, or has the Lord given you an idea about some of the things you will be sharing and teaching us?
He absolutely has, George. I feel, first of all, privileged to have been invited for this event. But more than that, I feel privileged that God has chosen me to play a small part in reaching a generation that I believe is the dearest to his heart. We happen to live in a region that has 2 million young people ages 18 and under just in New York City, about 5 million in the greater New York area. Disproportionately, they influence youth culture around the globe more than any other community of young people. And many of them happen to live in what people would consider at-risk circumstances. I believe that Jesus identifies with the pain of at-risk youth like few others can, primarily because he chose to come to our great earth as an at-risk youth himself. And he did that because his heart is for kids. He said, unless we can become like a child, we can't enter the kingdom of heaven. And who's more like a child than those 2 million young people in our city and those 5 million in our region? And so we want to look at what that means, the uniqueness of the call that's on our life, the strategic significance of serving this generation in this city, the impact that that can have, not just in our city, but around the world. And so to really explore what that means, and fellowship with one another, encourage each other, hopefully exchange some ideas that could inspire and challenge one another as well.
If you're just joining us, good listener, we're talking with Jeremy Del Rio of Community Solutions Incorporated of Generation XL and Youth Specialist. Jeremy is an attorney, but he is serving the Lord in the streets with kids. Now, you know, Jeremy.